The following is a presentation of Project Independence and WCWP. Project Independence is the Aging in Place Initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. We provide programs and services designed to assist and support the older town residents who wish to remain in their homes as they age. If we don't currently provide a service, we will try and connect you to that service. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome to Project Independence and You.
Good morning and welcome to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Otto Loos. Good morning, Otto.
Good morning, John. Big day today.
Today is a big day. It's our anniversary show, but more importantly than being our anniversary show, we have a special guest, and usually it's the supervisor of the town. But normally when I introduce Judy, I always have a story. I have something cute. I have something witty because not only is she the supervisor, she's one of my best friends. But today, I'm not going to do any of that because it takes away from what she has done for this town starting March 16th, 17th, whenever it was the pandemic hit. And Judy was on in late March, early April. She was the first guest we had once we went back to the radio. And here we are in September, and she has brought the town to life in the middle of pandemic. And that's what we're here to talk about today. One, to have an anniversary show and have to have and try to have a little bit of fun. But the more important thing from my perspective is I want Judy to go over some of the things she's done, because through it all, she really has maintained as the greatest face that this town has shown within this county. And that, Judy, is a compliment to you and to everybody who works with you, but it starts at the top. Because if it didn't go well, we all know who would be getting the blame, Judy Bosworth. But instead, you're getting the credit. So good morning. How are you?
Hi. How are you, John? And thank you so much for that lovely introduction, as you always are so gracious. I'm so honored to have been asked to be part of this program as your 9th anniversary celebration. I love Project Independence. It's done so much for the seniors in our town, but I love this radio show. You as the host, Christina, Otto is, you know, I shouldn't say my favorite host, but he is, so I'm going to say it.
You're my favorite supervisor.
Yeah, yeah. That's like my kid saying to my sister, you're my favorite aunt, and she's their only aunt, but okay. I'll take it. But it's just such a joy to be here with all of you, because throughout everything, good times, bad times, there's a constant in knowing that our seniors can depend upon all that you do with the Project Independence radio show to get information to them. It's something that they can tune into. And even with the pandemic, that didn't stop you guys. You went right to Zoom. And fortunately, we've got the most wonderfully technologically adept seniors, I think, not only in the county, but I'd say in New York State, because they're able to watch, they're able to do Zoom, they're able to maneuver their ways around all the different challenges that technology presents. So I am just delighted and honored to be here.
Thank you, as we are also, because just before we go on, Judy has a crazy schedule. And I have to acknowledge it, and anybody listening and seeing the show, because we're going to be on TV also next week. But it's not a matter of she gets up in the morning and makes a few cold calls and then goes for a walk. It's actually worse. I personally believe any conversation I've had with Judy, it's worse now, because, you know, with Zoom and everything else, you are so accessible that you're pulled in every direction, and it's not business as usual, because everything that comes her way is like for the first time, unfortunately. What are we going to do with this? It's you know, decisions have to be made at the spur of the moment, first time.
So, you know, these are unprecedented times. And I think all of us, everybody on this call, everybody who's watching, is doing things in a way that they never dreamed they would do before. And so you're right. Every day is a challenge. We're constantly reinventing what we're doing, and we're all trying to get rid of. We're all trying to get adjusted to what the new sense of normal is, and that keeps changing. And so, you know, one of the things, and we can talk about all the great things that are happening in the town, and I know that we will. But one of the things that concerns me so is the fact that because the numbers have been low with COVID, I think the town, our county, New York State has done an admirable job in getting the message out about social distancing, about the importance of wearing masks, about not being out there in crowds. But I think people are kind of getting into a sense of complacency, thinking, okay, we're finished. And we're not. We're so far from finished. We're still in the middle of a pandemic. I know people are working tirelessly to get a vaccine, and that's in the works, but we don't have it yet. Treatments for COVID are still, you know, experimental. I think if someone comes down with it, they have methods and strategies to deal with it, but there's really still not one real treatment for it. So we've got to be so aware that we're still in the middle of a pandemic, that we still need to be taking all the precautions that we've been taking all along, and that is, like you're doing, you could have said, oh, it's fine, we can all come in and do the this program, we'll social distance. But the far safer way to do it is the way that you're doing it, everybody, you know, with their own little computer screen, but doing it safely, imparting the same information. It's going to be the same fun, other than the fact that I miss you so terribly, all of you. But John, I have to say, you especially, I you know, I've had enough with virtual hugs, you know, it's time for the real thing. But we can't let our guard down. And so whether we're talking to seniors or whether we're talking to parents of school-age children, we need to be so cognizant of the importance of social distancing, of wearing masks, of not being in big groups, of trying to do the things that we can do to keep ourselves safe.
So true. And people, and you're saying it so correctly, Judy, I'm not a big Facebook person, but I do go on it looking at pictures. The amount of people having parties, not socially distant, and they're all together for the, it's and some of these people are up in age, and you have to, you know, 60, 70, 80, you have to be careful. You're right. Complacency is probably the most dangerous thing right now. Yeah, you're with your family, you're with people who you trust and what they're doing, et cetera, et cetera. But, you know, for somebody like my brother, he works, he's out every day. I mean, I have no interest. I mean, I haven't seen him in months because he comes home, he takes his clothes off, he takes a shower, he does everything like he should be doing. Good for him. I don't want to be in that situation, and it's not out of lack of love.
It's not.
I'm nervous. It's like, you know, all of a sudden you turn around and say, oh my God, you know, he was infected or what, he could be a carrier but not even have any symptoms. And he has a delivery route. So he's in and out of stores all day long. Now he's an Entenmann driver. He's never been busier. The amount of cake, his job has never been easier because there's nobody on the road, but he has never been busier. He says the cake is flying off the shelves. Everybody's just sitting home eating.
Yeah, in my house alone, you know.
There's something to be said for comfort food.
It's the truth. You know, when it comes to stuff like that, go ahead, Otto.
Well, no, you said there's nobody on the road. I was just saying to myself 2 days ago, that traffic has really picked up. I think there's a lot more people on the road. It used to be you go out and there were hardly one car on the road. Now it's almost like normal, as far as I see.
Right.
You know, there's a lot of people out there, again, either working or working in their office now or wherever they work. Trucks like your brother, you know, there's plenty of deliveries going on.
True statistics. I have to go into the city quite often for doctors. It used to take me an hour and a half. At its best, in the middle of Corona, it was 27 to 30 minutes. And I was in Manhattan through the bridge and everything. Now we're in the mid 40s to 50. So you're right, it is starting to pick up. But we're still good. Now, that's early in the morning, so you're not having everybody driving in. And this is before school recommenced. So next week I go in again, so we'll see now that school's on and buses are going and everything else. That's more traffic being added and people driving their kids to school because some people don't want them on the bus. It really becomes, you know, quite an event.
So John, I just like to say with all that's going on with treatments and whatnot, you're being able to get into the city in 27 minutes. One could say, and there's the silver lining.
Right. Well, that's true. That's true. It was it's unbelievable. And was nobody on the road. This is like April and May. And then you get out. But, you know, at the same time, where I parked my car, I would say it's like a coffee shops and stuff. Half of them are gone. And the heartbreaking one was there was one on the corner with a big sign in the window. And they only went like a month and a half ago. They finally went. The sign said, we've tried our best, but we just can't do it. And we're gone. Because, you know, you're not making a fortune on coffee. And so therefore, you know, and when you're in a store, you know, you're only getting one person at a time to come in to buy two cups of coffee. So you made $2. It's a lot.
You know, I'm sorry, but you talked silver lining. And I've just thinking, I'm going to go out to eat later and we're going to eat outside.
Okay.
And the silver lining has been during this COVID experience, other than the storm, which was far from a silver lining, the weather has really been quite good overall. You know, people have been able to go out and we haven't had any real cold or really super hot weather. It's been pretty good. And I'm a little concerned about what it's going to be like if things are staying where they are. A lot of restaurants who are able to get people inside or outside now, that's not going to happen. And a lot more restaurants, I think, are going to go down the drain with 25% capacity inside. Like a place that has 16 tables, now they can have four. And they can't be outside. We're not there yet, that's for sure.
Yeah.
No, but, you know, you bring up such a good point, Otto, because we have our local businesses. And one of the things that we keep trying to emphasize at the town is the need to support our local businesses. And so there are people who are now, you know, we've extended so that they can put restaurants could put tables on the sidewalk. We have a, you know, lift up local where there are certain times where streets can actually be closed so that restaurants could put tables outside. And of course that's good for now. And it's probably okay for another month or two, but when the weather gets colder, you know, then it becomes another challenge. But it's so important that we do whatever we can to support our local businesses, because we want to make sure that when this is over, and it will be over. I mean, it's a pandemic. It's difficult. It is difficult. It's challenging, but it will be over. And we want to make sure that those local businesses that have always been there for us are able to survive and be there throughout this and into the future. So I know, I mean, personally, I'm not comfortable eating inside, and everybody has to do what they're comfortable with. But I have to say, I'm supporting our local residents by ordering in a lot. So I'm also cooking more than I've ever cooked. But, you know, there are different ways by maintaining your sense of comfort and the things that you're willing to take risks on, but still supporting our local businesses. So sometimes it's easier to just go online perhaps and order from a big store or I don't want to start mentioning different names, but you know what? Our local businesses also, they're so accommodating. If you call and you order something, you pay over the phone. If you drive up, they will put whatever it is you bought in the trunk of your car, so that, you know, it's contactless delivery. We need to be trying to reach out to our local stores, whatever we can do by ordering from them. If you're not comfortable going into the store, then by ordering and picking it up, because our local businesses are the heart of our communities. And so it's so important to support them. I will tell you, I am practicing what I'm preaching. I am not comfortable going into stores, but I have been to one store. You know what store I was in? This past Sunday, I went to Rite Aid. It was a Sunday of Labor Day weekend, and I got my flu shot. I was double masked, and I went in the middle of the afternoon on a gorgeous Sunday when I thought nobody would be there, and nobody was there, but the pharmacist was, thankfully, and I got my shot.
We're going to take a break. Okay. Yeah. We'll be right back, and I agree with you, Judy, but we're going to talk more about that. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.